But we can turn it around. Maybe if we start getting solar and wind power up to scale and much more accessible, much more affordable to more Americans. Well, we've got a big step in that direction, and we're going to thank Sungevity and Lowe's for doing that. Big announcement coming just a couple of weeks ago now. The world's second largest home improvement retailer, that would be Lowe's, and Sungevity, which is the nation's fastest growing residential solar company, announcing a new agreement that will make it much easier for homeowners to not only be able to afford solar solutions, but to learn about how it's much more accessible than they might have thought. Very pleased to have Danny Kennedy, the head of Sungevity, on the line to talk about this. Welcome to the Green Front.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I don't know if you remember, but last time we spoke, you were in the Maldives Islands,
yes.
Putting solar panels on the president of the Maldives rooftop, and that was very exciting. That also happened to be the same day that President Obama announced that after Bill McKibben and his loyal tribe of college students marched down to Washington, D.C., that he would, in fact, agree to put solar panels back on the White House, of course, taken off famously by Ronald Reagan when he entered the White House. So maybe the White House is getting greener, let's hope, in so many ways. And we understand that you're going to be part of that installation, I believe. And so congratulations on all the positive developments.
Oh, thank you. That last bit isn't quite accurate. We don't know what their plan is yet. The White House has yet to announce how they're going to do that. But they did make
You're
going
to hold them to it, right? They did say they would do it.
Right. And you know, I'm sure everyone out there is keen to see the leadership in this country show leadership on this issue and create some of the green-collar jobs that solar is building around the country.
And before we get to the positive news, just a moment to just reflect on the intense weather. We've been talking about that the last 20 minutes, been talking about the last few weeks on the program, and everyone pretty much is talking about the weather now. And perhaps there is something we can do about it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm glad people are joining the dots. There is definitely something we can do about it, which is to shift off fossil fuels and become a clean economy. And this deal we've announced with Lowe's definitely is exciting for us because we feel like it sets the stage for mass adoption of solar. You know, it's really verifying our business model as the efficient way to get solar for your home here in America and makes sense because it connects the kind of Lowe's customer base, these everyday folk who are going to go get light bulbs and tools and home improvement products and see that they too can get a solar quote from Sungevity and efficiently leverage the power from the sun and save themselves some money.
We're going to drill down into the details of how that's going to work in just a moment, but I just want to say Lowe's is surely, you know, mainstream America. We don't have a Lowe's in the San Francisco Bay Area that I'm aware of, but apparently they have some 15 million customers each week walking through their doors in more than 1,700 locations. So
yeah.
Is Sungevity in all those stores? Do you have a presence, a point-of-sale presence?
No, we'll be starting in July a rollout, which will grow hopefully nationally, certainly to the 8 states we're currently serving from our web-based business at Sungevity.com. But the pilot phase will be limited to California. There is actually a store here in the Bay Area that your listeners might know down in South San Francisco towards the airport.
Didn't know that.
And, you know, we'll be enjoying just a kiosk kind of presence. It's going to be a computer terminal and educational material to get people to understand how they can easily apply for an iQuote right there in store. There'll also be mobile apps and other things that will go with this and a website presence to get an interactive quote or an iQuote, which is what we call the proposal we can generate for you over the web at Sungevity.com.
Now, do you use Google Maps, I'm just supposing, to get how a home is situated and it's
right. Well,
and
what Sungevity has done uniquely and very innovatively is take that sort of satellite view you're familiar with from Google. We actually use Bing mostly to serve the images, but the satellite view and a photographic view are an aerial photo that you can get from the north, south, east, and west of most locations in America. And we build a three-dimensional model of the home and then design and engineer the system as accurately, if not more accurately, in fact, than getting a guy out on the roof with a tape measure and a protractor and a compass. And that innovation that Sungevity rolled out a few years ago has really changed the way solar is sold in America. Others are trying to catch up with the software piece of that, but we've also integrated it into our whole sales process. And you basically deal online or over the phone with a solar consultant to get comfortable. And then we also have the innovation of the solar lease, which means you don't have to pay up front anymore for the solar system. You pay as you go for the electricity you get.
And that's huge, Dan. If you could just spend a minute describing for those who don't know how that lease process works.
Sure. So, you know, again, you get an interactive quote or an iQuote at Simdevity.com, and then, you know, you might have some questions, get comfortable with the proposal, where the system will sit on your roof and other factors like that. You talk to a solar consultant about that, and then when you're ready to buy, you can either buy for cash, or if you don't want to put that cash up front, you can sign a lease, which is either 15 or 20 years. You need a credit score check, and so long as you've got sufficient credit, we can put you in contract for electricity service effectively. We'll own the system on your roof, and you'll pay us for the juice coming out of it. And that's a huge advantage, and one of the reasons we're so fast growing, because you no longer have that barrier of putting the money down. In fact, there's no deposit required. And most customers, 60% in California, will actually save money from the first month, and all customers will save money over the life term of the lease. Because if you think about it, electricity rates go up, you know, over 10 or 20 years, they'll go up substantially. Whereas with the solar lease, you're basically locking in your electricity cost at a known rate of increase of 2.5% per annum.
And you've been doing that.
We structure it so that it generally starts at a lower level than your monthly payment to your utility currently. So it saves dollars and really makes sense for everyone.
And I know you, Sungevity, and SolarCity, and perhaps more, have been doing this lease option for at least a year or two that I've been aware. How's it working, and how much has that opened up the doors, you know, for people who otherwise couldn't even consider solar?
It's enormous. You know, it's really transformed the way solar is thought of in the country, I think, because you can now pay as you go for electricity. It's driven a change in the residential solar market. I think more than 50% now of systems are financed, so third-party financiers are providing the capital behind this structure, and we've innovated that as much as we can, so it's the best possible lease for our customers. But, you know, across the industry, it's good news because it's driving uptake for a lot of companies, and it really breaks down that barrier of the capital cost up front. You know, don't know what to say other than we were the fastest growing industry in the U.S. economy last year, and I think the solar industry now has 90,000 jobs and is creating tens of thousands more this year as it grows at sort of a 30 to 40% compounded annual growth rate. So clearly exciting times, and for Sungevity, dealing with lows gives us the stage for mass adoption. It kind of confirms that our model is the best, the fact that they came to us to sign up us as their partner, and really makes sense for your listeners out there to become customers in this highly efficient, innovative model.
And that growth is terrific and encouraging, and yet, last time I heard, solar power still is only, correct me, about 2% of our total energy generation as a source?
It's probably less than that, but...
I know, I was being optimistic. I was rounding upward, hoping it was at least up to a big 2%.
Right. You know, I don't think you should get too pessimistic about it, though. You know, we're on an exponential curve here. It's not linear. And if you remember, you know, cell phones, when there was 1% penetration of the market, when you had one weird, geeky friend that had a handset in their car that was somehow powered out of the battery of the car or something other than they called that a mobile phone, you know, we all didn't realize that within a decade this stuff would be ubiquitous, right? But because they improved the technology, but more importantly, they improved the package, the financing of it, the contract with a telecom company that allowed you to pay for that handset and all the calls you made as you went through time rather than up front. That allowed us to adopt this en masse. That's the curve that solar is going through right now. I mean, you know, when you get the generals talking like this, GE, for example, have just come out saying solar electricity will be cheaper than the grid electricity by 2016. When you see countries like Germany doing it en masse, you know, last weekend there was something like 25% of electricity in the system coming out of solar grid. You get a sense of the potential of this, and the fact is we're on that path.
Well, and after the Japanese near meltdown, if not meltdown, of course, Germany is walking away from nuclear power, and they're going to need to get their energy from some source, so I would imagine that's got to be good for the solar business.
Right, and they're a few years ahead of us on that curve, so, you know, they've been doing solar for a number of years, And as you said, they're shutting down their nukes. The last few weeks have been just concerning for the grid operators there because they're worried they'd have brownouts with increased demand as the summer kicks in and electricity load increases. But instead, solar power has been producing plenty of electricity and providing for that use. And, you know, that's just a few states in the south of Germany that are basically providing for that. As we see mass adoption take place, as we see every roof that it makes sense to put this on, you know, solar will definitely take a bigger and bigger piece of the electricity pie. And, you know, for us, this deal with Lowe's is sort of that validation that that's coming to pass. You know, we're now being put in store with a major retailer in middle America saying, it's time, get your solar iQuote. You know, there's no reason not to. It's going to make sense for you and your family. You'll save dollars and contribute to saving the planet from climate change.
And there's absolutely no reason to rejoice over the tragedy that has hit Japan in March and the fallout continuing, but it does seem to be good timing for anyone with an interest in solar power because the world is aware. You could not have missed that you know, perfect storm, triple hit of events, of course, the earthquake, the tsunami, and then the nuclear disaster. And people have to be looking at the fact that, one, Mother Nature is in charge. Two, worst-case scenarios do happen, and there's human error. And so we need to start looking at our energy sources and energy needs, growing demand, and come up with alternatives that are scalable. So this is a very exciting development at a very good time.
Yep, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, that this is a very good solution to our electricity needs. It's distributed, it's more secure, it's not as prone to disaster, obviously, as that stuff. And you know, the good news coming out of that, I think, is that no financier worth their salt is going to look at the risk embodied in that business anymore and realizes that rather than being too cheap to meter, nuclear power is too expensive to consider. And the truth of it is the best nuclear reactor is 296 million miles from us up there in the sky and provides energy every day about 400 trillion watts. So
Danny, what's the next barrier? Since you've, you know, technologically it's improving, financially it's becoming more affordable with lease options. As far as accessibility, at least Lowe's customers are going to know about this. I hope they have it advertised throughout the store, big signs, pointing people to the kiosk. What's the next challenge?
The next challenge, the next barrier is more of the awareness that solar works and is here now and makes sense and saves you dollars. So what you said there at the end about Lowe's advertising this and us being in store and having a presence is definitely our focus. We have to build the excitement around this, you know, way to save money for your family on your energy budget. Because the best indicator of customer behavior is what their neighbor does. If you think about, you know, the adoption of PlayStations or televisions or anything going back through time, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses to some degree.
Herd mentality is alive and well in America.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I don't mean to cast it poorly. It's not peer pressure so much as social proof. You know, there's a confidence and a customer acceptance that this stuff works and makes sense. If they start talking about the model that they got it through, the solar lease, they understand the innovation and the efficiency of it. You know, there's just been a study released by Stanford that shows that for every 1% of solar installed in a zip code, it's 1% faster to the next installation. So, you know, there's a direct ratio here where as Americans go solar, more Americans will go solar.
Okay.
And that's what we have to fuel, and so we're doing a lot of work at Sungevity on solar as a social network, just trying to build that buzz, help people understand. You know, so even if they might not be a homeowner that can get a solar system right now at Sungevity.com, they can join our Sunshine Network, they can talk about this solution, they can get it for their friends and family. We have a program called Sungevity.org where we raise funds for schools and nonprofits by selling solar systems to their constituencies and giving them marketing allocation to the cause, basically. So, for example, we've just launched something like that with the Sierra Club. And you know, it's a great way to fuel the campaigns with funds and far better way for us to get customers than paying that same money out to an ad company or Google or something other for AdWords.
Okay, we just have 2 minutes left, and I have two questions, so I'll jump right in. You just mentioned nonprofits. I am heading up the green team of our newly renovated synagogue, And the powers that be there said, let's wait a year, because I was, you know, for the last 10 years, a broken record for solar panels, for sure. Let's set money aside now, because I know it'll be the first thing to go. Sure enough, they said, let's live in the new building and see what our footprint is and needs are, and come August, we'll, you know, reassess. So I'd love to hear what's available for nonprofits, if the leasing program works or if there's another alternative. We can talk about that off air, but is there some good news there for others who are listening?
Well, we don't do commercial buildings per se, but what I was trying to get to was building this buzz and network of customers through institutions like churches and schools and nonprofits. So Sungevity does not provide a solar lease for commercial buildings, but there are providers that do that. And there's also a great new organization that we're trying to incubate, a company called Solar Mosaic, and they have a website, solarmosaic.com, that would do exactly what you're asking for your synagogue, you know, be able to organize a project, and your community could buy tiles in that mosaic in order to fund that project and finance it on a sort of no-interest loan basis, so that it can be paid for as you go rather than in the upfront capital cost to the synagogue itself.
Right, and 1 minute left. As we see more electric cars coming on the market next year, many people say, well, how's that going to benefit the environment? Because people will just be plugging in, using more electricity, burning more, you know, coal-fired power plants, emitting more CO2. Where can solar help in that equation?
Well, obviously, if an EV is being charged with a solar system at home, it's going to be using clean fuel from the sun. And, you know, we're looking at ways to help make that happen. Certainly, I think the EV adoption curve is one of these drivers that we have to tap into for its social phenomena. You know, it's important that people start to measure and manage their energy use, and I think being an aware EV owner is a step in the right direction. Preferably, they're not grid-connected, but if they can go to Sungevity.com and get my quote, they can, you know, have a solar system ready for when they have their EV, and then they'll be using fuel free from the sky without all the burden of carbon dioxide and all the rest. So, you know, again, I guess just would encourage your listeners to get at Sungevity.com and ask for an iQuote, and, you know, we'll see if we can serve them, particularly if they're going to have an EV in the future.
Wonderful. And I'm not pessimistic, just for the record. I'm just impatient. So
yes.
I'd love to work with you. Maybe we can help grow the green marketplace with getting a nationally syndicated green talk show on the airwaves and letting people know that this is available, accessible, affordable. And I'll follow up with you on that one. Thanks so much, Danny Kennedy.
Thank you, Betsy.
I've been speaking with the CEO of Sungevity, one of the leading solar companies in this country. I wanted to leave you with some good news as we certainly delve into some of the challenges we're facing on the green front. Thanks for joining me. See you next time.